together in judgment of an important issue that affects the future of this country and the future of the Supreme Court.
Judge Kavanaugh and his accuser, Christine Ford, are invited to testify to the Senate on Monday. The Chinese government's announced tariffs on $60 billion worth of American products in retaliation after President Trump announced new tariffs on more Chinese imports into the United States. Fox News, you report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The late season heat continues today. The rain chances are small, but there could be some isolated storms around. Today, abundant sunshine, very hot with a high around 94. Heat index 100 or above again. I can't rule out an isolated storm somewhere in the area. Good luck. Tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, again, a very hot day with a high temperature into the middle 90s for about the sixth day in a row. Rain chances about 10% tomorrow. Then isolated storms return on Thursday. And then back to that regular lower 90s with spotty storms here and there as we get towards Friday and Saturday. Our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone because it has everything. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, push notifications for severe weather alerts, radar, future radar, plus access to my videos and all my blog updates, too. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
It's the 65th Annual Alabama National Fair, September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personalities and play our free games. Get free admission to the fair Wednesday, October 3rd from 3 until 6 p.m. on Blue Water Broadcasting Day. Plus, over 60 thrilling rides on the mile-long Midway. We'll see you on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Selma man tried and convicted of felony murder in the 2013 death of Selma High School student Alexis Hunter will serve 30 years in prison. District Attorney Michael Jackson says Larry Hunter and another man shot and killed Alexis Hunter and stole her and her friend's cell phones back in December of 2013. A home in Montgomery is heavily damaged after a fire broke out Monday. Fire officials say this fire happened on Gibson Street. Thankfully, no one was hurt. No word yet on what caused the fire. And Wetumpka residents are trying to solve a graffiti problem at the Bibb Graves Bridge in downtown. One business owner says the city has tried to cover some of the more offensive graffiti. We reached out to the city about what else can be done, but have not yet heard back. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Rich Thomas. Today is a good day to download our free weather app for your phone or tablet if you haven't already. It's a great companion when you take it on the road because it knows where you are. You get the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. And you can hear my forecast anytime you want, right here.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman for my friends at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. 4 Healthy Pets has everything you need for your dog, cat, or other pet. They have the greatest line of foods Montgomery has to offer. Everything in the store is locally sourced or sourced right here in the United States of America, with the exception of a couple of things that are sourced in Australia or New Zealand. Everything at 4 Healthy Pets is healthy for your dog, cat, or other loved pets. They can show you how to rotate proteins to make sure your dog or cat is getting all the micronutrients it needs. Your dog or cat can get allergy tested, for example, so that you know that everything in the bag is healthy for your dog, cat, or other pet. Go buy 4 Healthy Pets. They've got on-site grooming. Amber does a great job with that. Teresa will take you by the hand and spend as much time as necessary to make sure everything is perfect for you. 4 Healthy Pets, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. Just up the hill from Faulkner University on the Atlanta Highway. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
This is Joey Clark. And for those of you out there thinking of buying or selling a home, I have a name for you. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Yes, whether in Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Lake Jordan, or Lake Martin, and all points in between, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is the man to call to buy or sell your home. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or maybe just need a bigger home for that growing family, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662, 322-0662.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Good morning.
Hi.
How you
doing? Dern. This is Carolyn's suggestion, playing the music of 1982 to, you know, wrestle some of those memories back to life. And
for, oh, what's her name? Blazing Ford?
Yeah.
Christine.
Yeah.
Blazing Ford.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Blazing Ford once.
We're trying to recreate the soundtrack that might have been on the radio that night.
That night of In Question.
Yeah, there were probably, you know, people hanging from the rafters of that house, like, listening to this music.
That jackass Chuck Schumer made a comment, said, these are two diametrically opposed stories, and I believe the one that Christine Blasey Ford is
telling. Of course he does.
Oh, I heard him.
How can he?
What story has she told? She really hadn't told a story. Oh, he tried to get up on me, lock me in a room. However, there's a guy that was in the room that said that didn't happen, and he's going to believe her just because she's not Brett Kavanaugh.
And I actually heard yesterday that she said, had he not, her exact quote, supposedly, it wasn't her speaking, it was someone quoting her, said that if he had not been drunk, she knew he would have raped her. Now, what? How can you even make that? I mean, how's that even an allegation against somebody?
That is weird. Well, can I read something that I wrote down that really sums up how I feel about this story, but politics in general these days?
Okay, Joey, let's hear it, Mr. Philosopher.
We are drowning in filth. When I talk to anyone or read the writings of anyone who has any axe to grind, I feel that intellectual honesty and balanced judgment have simply disappeared from the face of the earth. Everyone's thought is forensic. Everyone is simply putting a case with deliberate suppression of his opponent's point of view, and what is more, with complete insensitiveness to any sufferings except those of himself and his friends. Thing is, I didn't write it. George Orwell read it in 1942.
Why did he say insensitiveness? Shouldn't it be insensitivity?
Yeah, but it was Orwell. He's English. He was writing in 1942. The language changes.
And they throw yous in words for no
reason.
But
he was writing that in the midst of fascism, communism, all the... That was during wartime, and he's a broadcaster of the BBC in India. But if that's when he's writing that, why does today... That fits today beautifully. But we're not at war, technically. So are we at war with each other?
Yeah, we're at war with the media, I'll tell you that.
They're drowning in filth. Amen, George Orwell.
Yeah. I think there is a form of war going on, though. They've turned politics into a style of war. I mean,
it's a blood sport now. It's not a...
It's like football.
It's not a battle of philosophy. It's personal.
Yeah.
It's mean. Like, if this woman is not telling the truth, she's almost ruined this guy's life. She's come close to ruining... If she's telling a lie and he does not get confirmed based on a lie, she's, in essence, ruined this guy's life.
Yeah. And it is so much to me like football. You pick a side, and no matter what, it's just like with you know, with your head coach, you're going to excuse anything. No Ohio State fan is mad at Urban Meyer. They can find a way to excuse his actions. Everybody else is completely mad at him.
Did you hear what the woman's lawyer said yesterday? And we were mentioning earlier, truth's taking a back seat. To his credit, John Dickerson on CBS Morning asked her, now, if people on the committee, Republicans in particular, men in particular, are going to cross-examine her, how are they going to get to the truth of this matter? How do we get to the truth at all without looking like bullies, bullying a traumatized woman? And she said, well, the lawyer of Christine whatever Ford, Dr. Ford, the lawyer said, well, in this heated political environment, there's really no getting to the truth. Then what the hell is this about?
I know, really.
Yeah.
It's about power, scoring political points, and trying to win. That's what it's about. It's disgusting. We're drowning in filth. Anyway.
Let's go to the phones. Jim, welcome to News and Views. How you doing?
Good morning. Well, Barron must have been taking that Auburn loss pretty bad. He showed up yet, huh?
Yeah, Jack banned him, I think, for 2 days. It's just
for being an Aub.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Hey, you know, this thing, you all know it, and I know it. This thing was set up long ago, paid for. This woman is being paid. This whole thing's a big setup. They were just waiting to see if they could get to him during the regular interrogation they were doing, you know, and that none of that worked. So, gee, just by coincidence, it comes out on Sunday. Is it Sunday or Monday? Right before the Thursday that he was going to be, you know, approved. So
yeah, I mean,
it's all it's all set up and paid for.
Sure it is.
I wouldn't be surprised if George Soros was paying for it.
I wouldn't either. That's what I thought when I first heard it. Who's paying this woman?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you think of it. Now, I'm going to be 68 years old, so my mind's a little fuzzy, but I'm trying to think back when I was in high school. What? I have no idea. Remember, how in the world could you remember that far back? And from what I heard the other day, this woman's not really sure about the exact time or exactly where it was at, or for all we know, she didn't know if he was even the guy. It could have been somebody else. She just, maybe, you know, I mean, this whole thing is so ambiguous, and the whole thing is to derail his nomination. I mean, we know that. So.
I mean, it's absolutely.
And it's more than that, though, Jim. It's not just to derail him personally.
This is against
Donald Trump. Anything Trump does, they're going to fight tooth and nail to the death, no matter what. It's just like what Jack was saying earlier about Chuck Schumer. Schumer is the biggest joke up there in Washington. He makes me sick in the ass.
Yeah, he's a real jerk. I mean, Donald Trump could come out and present everybody in the country a gold brick on a silver platter, and they would complain about how much the gold bricks weighed. Yeah, I mean, if he says white, it's black. If it's black, it's white. It's cold, it's, I mean, it doesn't matter. They're going to fight him tooth and nail. But hopefully, when they have this meeting Monday, they're going to get together. He can just, you know, deny it like he's done, and this thing will just go away, and he'll get nominated. I'm just sick of it. You know, it's just that thing Joey read, how prophetic.
Yeah.
You know, these people, they have in today's media with all this social media and everything, people are just emboldened to get on and say anything to about anybody, and they don't care.
And there are no consequences for them.
That's the thing.
That's what really ticks me off. This woman, if they prove that she's too fuzzy and that her story is not credible, there will be no repercussions for her.
Wait, and you know, Jack, the thought actually went through my mind when all this broke. I actually considered donating to Roy Moore's defense fund account, because I think if what those women said about him is actually false, I think that he should file a defamation lawsuit against them and get some repercussions.
Well, he's not going to need the money. He's suing Sacha Baron Cohen for, what, $95 million?
But
maybe 84, you should save your money and worry about the sickness of your ass.
Jim, we appreciate
come out and say anything about anybody sexually, and even if you're innocent, you're ruined then.
I know,
and,
really.
You know.
Yeah. Especially, and I hate to say this, but especially if you're a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, when did you stop beating your wife? Or have you stopped beating your wife?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, you're screwed. So, anyways.
All right, well, thanks for the call. Thanks. You know, I was just thinking about your recollection of things. I know this is maybe a dumb story, but I went to high school and junior high with a girl named Becky Satterwhite. She's a good friend of mine. And I saw her probably 2 years ago at Publix. And I ran into her and we talked. She lives down in the south part of the county. She's a great girl, an old friend. And she said, "Jack Hanwell, I remember one time you took me to that cemetery one night out there at that, I don't know what it was, but you took me out there and you scared me to death." What she was talking about is that Memorial Cemetery, which is right off of Air Base Boulevard. There's the way your lights will shine, it'll hit a marble monument. And we called it the glowing grave. Of course, it was just the way you're... And there was like a street light in there, and the way it would shine onto the gravestone, it always had like a glow to it. And we used to go out there and call it the glowing grave. You know what? I have no recollection of that whatsoever. And I usually remember things. And back then, if I drank, it wasn't much. So it wasn't like I was wasted and don't remember it. But I have no recollection of that event. And I know Becky's telling the truth. Because I did ride out there sometimes and scare people. But so, I mean, there are things that happen you don't remember. How can, and you know, if this woman was so traumatized by this, why didn't she come forward before now? Because God knows, y'all, in the last 2 years, it's all been the Me Too movement. She's had ample opportunity to get this story out. And she waits and writes a letter and all the Democrats buy into it. This is totally contrived. Absolutely contrived. Want to go to the phones?
Yeah.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
All right, thank you.
Hey, you actually said it for me a little bit earlier in the show. Is this whole thing with Kavanaugh, it sounds real familiar. It seems like it always happens at crucial times in elections. Speaking, you know, it's always, well, this woman comes out and she says this man done this, and it's always against the Republican, and it's made a big deal nationally all over the world, you know. And it's just like in the Roy Moore case, you know, it happened long enough for Doug Jones to win office, and then what happens? They disappear. You don't hear anything else about it in the news or the media. It's pretty much, it's dead. It's obsolete now.
Yeah.
And I think it's time Republicans, especially Republicans, need to grow a backbone and start fighting back. And I don't mean physically go out with your ball, but I mean, you know, start pushing back. You know, it's fine. We take back over. We're getting pushed around and shoved into the dirt and kicked around, and it makes our party look weak. It really does. It's like, well, they're not going to fight back, so we're going to say what we want to and get whoever we want to accuse, whoever we want to accuse of, and it goes away. And then you've got a rapist that was a president in office, Bill Clinton, and you don't hear about that anymore.
No, that never comes up.
Exactly.
Even though these women came forward at the time. You know,
exactly.
Juanita Broderick, I mean, and what was the other woman's name?
Paula
Jones.
Paula Jones
is one. Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, Juanita Broderick.
Catherine
Willie.
Not to be coarse about it, if Monica Lewinsky had not had that dress, she would have been thrown up under the bus, and that would have gone completely away.
That was one good thing Linda Tripp did, is said preserve that evidence, and she did.
I mean, and that's just the dang gone fact.
And I don't care that it happened. I don't care that it happened. I care that he tried to cover it up and deny it and lie to investigators. That was, and of course, there were no repercussions for him. Oh yeah, the House impeached him, but the coward is
at the end of his term. He was already done.
Oh yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
I just think it's time that the right, they need to get a backbone.
I totally agree with
you. And Trump's laying the foundation for it. They just have to get on the bus with him and go.
Well, there's some good guys out there like Grassley in the Senate and Nunez in the House. Those guys They're tough. They got some backbone. All right, we got to take a break, John. Thanks for calling. JT, hold tight. We'll be back right after this short break. You're listening to News and Views. And that's an awful song.
Trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together. Lying in each other's arms. Watching those old movies. Falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero.
The mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I want everyone out there to do me a favor. Pull out your phone and put Cole Plumbing in your phone. 279-8919. Put it in your phone under Plumber. Here's why. When you have a plumbing emergency, you don't want to go searching around trying to find the yellow pages, look up names of plumbers and that kind of stuff. All you want is to know who your plumber is going to be, and that's Cole Plumbing, and you'll know that because you put it in your phone under the word plumber. 279-8919, 279-8919. They'll always be there at coleplumbing.com to take care of you. You can find them on Facebook. Those of you who have social media know how all that works. coleplumbing.com, Cole Plumbing. Give them a call at 279-8919. These guys have great technology, great service, great prices. They're quick to respond. Do what the guys here at News and Views have already done. Pull out your phone, put 279-8919 in your phone under plumber, and when you need a plumber, Cole Plumbing will be just a button touch away.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Once again, good morning.
Good morning. With it coming into another 1982 song. What is this?
Number 14 Rosanna, on the chart.
Rosanna. It's a great song. Sang this. Toto?
Toto. Oh, of course it's Toto.
I bet Emily's excited.
I love how it builds and just becomes ridiculous. I mean, even there, it's like, okay, heavy guitar, but then as they get into, like, the chorus again, like, is that horns? Is that a horn section I hear? Like, good Lord, overdoing it.
Well, they're melodramatic people.
I like being melodramatic. I'm not knocking it. It's just hilarious.
You're listening to News and Views. If you want to call in, our number is 272-9228. JT, hold on for just a second. I have to do a little spot. Third hour each and every weekday that we are on is brought to you by our friends at Cole Plumbing.
Ah, yes.
Cole Plumbing. They're number one in the number two business,
That's exactly
Jack.
Right. You got it, Clay. Number one in the number two business. They've been around for a long time. CC Cole, James Cole, Cameron Cole.
Jeanette.
All them Coles.
They're one of them.
Because you know who is in their family who listens?
Everybody.
The Coles all listen, 279-8919. They are gurus in the plumbing business in Montgomery. They've been around for a long time. CC Cole was a Vietnam vet, great guy, started the company. It's a family-run, family-owned business. They are some of the most personable people ever. They get the job done. They developed some sort of pipeline technology that
is proprietary.
Yes, to them, and it has made a big difference. And as you hear in the recorded ad they run, where the lady screams about "Don't dig a hole, call on Cole." Well, if you have plumbing needs, call 279-8919 and speak to one of the Coles, because what happens, Clay, when you have trouble with your bowl?
I call on Cole.
Well, of course you do. 279-8919. JT, you are on News and Views. Thanks for calling.
If they are number one in the number two business, maybe they need to go to Washington.
They would have plenty of work up there.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
I
was thinking.
I don't think they have enough employees.
Really? We've been in a bunch of them up there. Jerry, there's a bunch of number two up there.
You got some plumbing experience in your background. Maybe you could get a job out there with Cole.
I could. I have done that. I did billboard work. I mean, dude, I'm the kind of guy you can stick anywhere, high or low. It doesn't make a difference.
I hear a lot of nice things about your new facility down there.
Well, great. Sometimes you need to make a trip down to Ada, Alabama.
Well, I had a great aunt who lived in Ada, Alabama. Her name was Ethleen Bell, and she lived right near Underwood's store. That's all I remember.
But, our property is the Underwood store and everything behind there.
Really?
The old Underwood ponds and stuff. Yes, it is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You probably knew my Aunt Ethleen. She was crazy.
Yeah.
She got her collarbone broken when she was 82 years old trying to birth a calf. Not herself, but she's trying to help a cow have a calf. She got kicked in the collarbone at age 82.
I'm glad you clarified there, Jack.
She was a character.
Trying to birth a calf at 82. My Lord.
There's a great story about her. She lived on, I don't know how many acres they had down there, but after my uncle H.V. died, she was a widow and she lived down there, and she had a son who lived in Atlanta. So she lived down there alone. She had this black fellow that had worked for my great uncle for years, and his name was Precious. That's all they ever called him. I barely remember him, but anyway, Precious rode with her downtown one day. She was buying something. He was going to help her load it up. And she gets out of the car, and she looks in her purse. And he gets out of the car, and there's this couple walking down the street back when there was really a downtown. back in the, you know, late 70s, whatever. And she said, "Precious, do you have any change?" And this white couple walking down the sidewalk said, "That old lady is laid up with that black man. I cannot believe that." "Precious, you got change?" I thought it was a great story. Anyway, JT, what's on your mind?
You know, what's kind of my... Last night, I did something I don't normally do. I kind of stepped out of my comfort zone. I went to the Lowndes County Republican Party meeting down in Lowndesboro.
Were there four people?
I had a chance to visit. No, there was quite a few people there.
That's great.
Will Ainsworth stopped by. Steve Marshall came by. You know, and the one message I think the Republicans need to get is don't get complacent. You know, don't go to sleep. Just because, you know, Trump's the president, don't go to sleep right now. I think, you know, we need to get out and really, you know, hustle and work for people like, you know, Kay Ivey and for Will and for Steve and all the other Republicans that are running. Because if you don't, you know, you fall asleep, then, you know, things are happening right now, and it's more of it's going to continue to happen.
Well, I have told every candidate that I work for, especially if they're an incumbent, there are, if you're running against an incumbent, this is always good to know. But if you are an incumbent, this is a good thing to remember. There are three things that will kill you from and make you unelectable for next term. That's sex, whether you have sex with a girl or a boy or whatever, while you're in office or even before.
You have my attention.
Right. Greed, if you use your office to make money, that'll kill you. And the third thing that'll kill you is just what you said, JT, complacency.
Yeah. And that's what happens, I think, a lot of times to us in the Republican Party. We get complacent.
Well,
we get tired of the politics. We get tired of all the junk that we don't want to be involved in.
Our people were fired up in 2010 on the national level when Obama had had 2 years and people couldn't stand it. And we had great gains on the national level. And in Alabama, you know, everything changed in 2010. Then in 2012, well, Obama was reelected. But in 2016, our voice was heard again. And I just worry that people are going to stay home in 2018. And we will lose if they do. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why they do not want to get complacent. Rick Pate was nice enough to, I mean, he invited me out last night, went down and visited with him and also visited with Will, got to know him a little bit. And Steve Marshall, you know, they're good people. And I think they've got the betterment of the state in their heart.
Well.
So I encourage everybody to don't get complacent. And one more thing before I leave you, you know, Crawdad, he had it going a while ago, and he was on mark, you know, and then he went to the Word and he brought up the Word, and then he did like a lot of people do. You know, when he says, you know, it says, you know, in the Word to, you know, spare, and he didn't want to finish. He said, spare the rod, but, you know, that doesn't mean a stick. Yeah. Crawdad, when it says spare the rod, it ain't nothing else. Break the rod out and don't spoil the child. Quit trying to interpret God's Word and let it interpret itself.
Thank you, Pastor Todd.
Thank you,
Pastor
very much.
JT.
That's all I've got for today. I appreciate it. I will see you next Sunday. Hey, send your contribution to Highway 31 South.
Drop them off at Mosley's store.
That's right. Drop them off at Mosley's store. We'll make sure we get it.
Hey, we'll tithe anywhere, won't we, Jerry?
That's right. Just keep bringing it. Bring it.
We appreciate you, JT. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you guys be careful. Have a good day.
All right. Bye, buddy.
I think what that meant was if you spare the rod and don't use it, you're going to spoil the child. Isn't that what that means?
Yeah.
Spare the rod and spoil the child.
Seems like the plain meaning of it.
I had a little rod at my house.
Yeah.
I had to pick my own rod one time. You ever have to pick your own switch?
I have.
Oh, yeah.
One time I had to do that. My friend and I were shooting my BB gun, and the people behind us had one of those blow-up baby pulls, you know, that you... You know, the little plastic ones. And it was blown up. We were shooting it with a BB gun. And the BB went through the bottom of the thing and hit this lady's plate glass window. And she called the house.
Damn.
And I answered the phone. Is your father home? And I was like, no, but he will be. And so he got home and I told him to call her. And he did. He said, go down there and get you a switch. I'm going to wear you out. And we had this plum tree, and I made the mistake of getting one of those limp switches that really, it hurt.
Ow.
He's back of my legs of that thing. I told him I was going to call the welfare office, but
I'm sure that went over like a turd in a punch bowl.
Like a fart in church. Oh, yeah, it didn't go over. Anyway, I got in trouble big time.
My daddy never used a switch. It was belt. And boy, when you heard that belt slap through when it pulled in, you could hear it slapping through the holders on your bridges.
I only got whooped by a belt once, and I was still right. That was an undeserved spanking. She wouldn't move. She egged me on. Get out of the way. I'm trying to get out of the treehouse. You're not going to, no, I'm not going to get out of the way. Then you're getting shoved and then put on a big scene. Oh, I'm sorry. You're not hurt. You're just trying to get me whooped. And I got whooped. Until this day, I still think I'm in the right.
Wow, that's a long time to carry that bitterness.
Was it in 1982 when that happened, Joey?
You ever heard of a razor strap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mother had one, and she threatened me, but she never used it. But it was mean looking. Because you sharpen a razor. Wasn't it like a rubber kind of leather thing?
It's leather.
Man.
Ooh.
But yes, folks, we're playing the music of 1982 to jog the memory of Christine Ford, who has accused Brett Kavanaugh of, well, sexually assaulting her. And
pushing her out of a playhouse.
It looks like her lips aren't sealed any longer.
Must not have been that good. You listen to News and Views. We'll be back after these messages.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman from my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. This is one of the most amazing jewelry stores you will ever walk in. I mean that. It is absolutely fantastic. Heirloom Jewelers specializes in antique quality jewelry. Heirloom quality jewelry. Heirloom Jewelers has original pieces you won't find anywhere else on planet Earth. And Troop Booth is a GIA certified diamond specialist. And Troop Booth is the owner and operator of Heirloom Jewelers. If you walk in there, you're dealing with Troop Booth. There's no middleman. Heirloom Jewelers, get by there. You're absolutely going to love it. It's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, on the same side of the road as the Regions Bank and the PrimeEd right there. Troop Booth has Heirloom Jewelers open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and even on Saturday, 9 to noon. Heirloom Jewelers, I'm telling you, when you walk in there, you will be blown away. And if you've got any old diamonds laying around, again, Troop Booth is a GIA-certified diamond specialist. He'll give you top dollar for those diamonds in a very open and transparent manner. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, get by.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinance your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life.
Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The late season heat continues today. The rain chances are small, but there could be some isolated storms around. Today, abundant sunshine, very hot with a high around 94, heat index 100 or above again. I can't rule out an isolated storm somewhere in the area. Good luck. Tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, again, a very hot day with a high temperature into the middle 90s for about the sixth day in a row. Rain chances are about 10% tomorrow. Then isolated storms return on Thursday, and then back to that regular lower 90s with spotty storms here and there as we get towards Friday and Saturday. Our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone because it has everything. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, push notifications for severe weather alerts, radar, future radar, plus access to my videos and all my blog updates, too. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Now, when I said earlier we were drowning in filth, I didn't mean this sort of thing.
You mean this song?
Right. No, I didn't mean this.
Whatever happened to Olivia Newton-John?
I don't know. She didn't make enough music, though. I love Olivia Newton-John.
I like her, too. She a crackhead, Carolyn?
And I love his video. The leggings. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isn't this one where she's got the leotard and the leggings on?
Yeah, I'm watching it now, but I'm more a fan of the yoga pants.
No, this is straight up 80s right here, Jack.
Oh, I know.
1982. Jogging that memory.
Yeah. Well, that jogs the memory.
Christine, what's her name? Blasey Ford. What is her lot in life?
She's a professor. She's a clinical psychologist.
Is she?
Yeah. Research psychologist.
I bet one of her patients told her a story like this.
Interesting.
And she concocted it in her own mind. And being a clinical psychologist, she told it enough that she actually started believing it. I think I'm onto something here.
Fascinating. Very interesting.
Well, you know, you've known people all your life who will, you know, the story they're telling is wrong because you were there, but they'll keep telling it, and they'll tell it so many times, it'll grow, and then they'll finally end up believing their own story.
That's like kind of every story I ever tell.
Well, I know that. But, you know, I like to say that Ronald Reagan waved at me once when they kicked off the 84 campaign for president, the Reagan-Bush campaign. They had a big event down on Town Lake in Austin, and this was the kickoff for the whole country. And I was working at the Republican Party of Texas at the time, and so, you know, we were the host state, and it was in Austin where we lived, and we all had to go to the event. Well, the Secret Service tapped me because they knew I had credentials, that I had to walk the rope line and keep people behind the rope because on the stage was a who's who, like Senator John Tower, former Governor John Conley, former Governor Alan Shivers, former Governor Bill Clements, and it was just a who's who. Phil Graham, Reagan, and Bush were both there, which during a campaign is a rarity because they usually separate them in case something happens. But anyway, and there were sniper watchers all over these tall buildings downtown. Also, it was quite an event. It was just thousands of people there. So when Reagan's leaving, I'm standing with, you know, like four other people. And as his limo rides by, and I'm like maybe 40 feet from it, he waved. And so I tell everybody, Ronald Reagan waved at me. He was just waving. You know, he didn't know who the hell he was waving at or what, you know, what I was doing there. But he waved. I had a little tag on. But anyway, so I've told that so many times, I actually believed he waved to me.
I'd claim it.
Oh, heck yeah. We have a caller, a very serious caller on line one, I might add. Miami, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning, Mr. Campbell. How are you doing?
Fine, sir. How are you doing?
I tell you, I'm right with my savior and tight with my talk show host.
Well, that's super. We appreciate that.
Nice.
What's on your mind today?
Taking a step back with the Russian collusion. What? Who's the first person that anybody can remember saying that? I mean, I don't see it. I don't see it on the news. I don't hear it on the news. And I definitely don't hear it on this particular platform either. If you think back to who uttered the first time it was used, Russian collusion, who would you think that was?
I would think it would either be Hillary or somebody in her campaign, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, wasn't it Rodham Clinton at the debate? That's the first recollection I can go back and hear it when she was debating President Trump.
I don't remember that, I believe you, because I mean,
I remember what he's talking about, because she did make an allusion. I don't know if that was the first time, but she made an allusion to collusion. She made an allusion to foreign. I don't know that she necessarily said Russia, but about
foreign meddling in the election,
keeping the election.
Miami, proper. what is your recollection of it?
Well, it jumps over to the Kavanaugh. I mean, if I can't, I recollect Russian.
You may be right.
I may not have used collusion, but I'd be interested in what your other callers are, you know, what they've heard on it, because you don't hear where it actually started, and it all starts, you know, with one great step or one bad step.
Well, it was her campaign who hired Fusion GPS, and they're the ones that concocted the whole Russian narrative.
Using the media as a branch of investigation, law enforcement investigation, which is ridiculous.
Yep.
Now, I'd like to change this a little quickly on you.
Okay.
What's the negativity? Well, do you feel the negativity
for Trump?
No. I mean between you and I, you and the show, and then the moniker Miami, because you know you even introduced me like, oh, here comes something, and I got a sense of negativity.
No. I just said you're serious. You're always a very thoughtful caller.
I like to make you laugh too.
Well, you do, because you're so dry.
I think I know where this comes from.
I certainly did not mean to say anything disparaging, believe me.
It comes,
you got enough of that when Barron's here.
It comes from the vote a couple of weeks ago on Friday rules.
Oh, I don't mind that.
The ain't Nairn vote.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, I was on your side. My vote got miscounted, so I'm filing
an official. So it was really 25-4?
It's an official protest is being filed.
Listen, I am so glad, Mr. Ford, that you recollect that. Because that poll he whipped out, that was irregular all the way around it, wasn't it?
Collusion written all over it.
It was not scientific. In Miami, I think it's because your voice projects so much confidence. It's so stern. It reminds Jack of, you know, his dad telling him to go pick out a switch, and it scares him a little bit.
No, Miami, you're not intimidating at all. You're just very, you're always very on point.
Uh-huh. And sometimes it appears I'm ahead of the point. Because that one, when he pulled out that poll, that one got away from me. That when I hung up that phone, I had no idea that he was going to pull that out of his magic hat.
So you're talking about Coleman?
Yes, Mr. Coleman. When he started that poll, when he whipped out his poll and had all the votes come in, did you think it was going to go there?
I don't know. We've warned him about whipping out that poll, but.
I mean, because Mr. Campbell, you even seemed surprised by it, because you were flat out no.
Yeah,
he's
I was
wrong.
Yeah, but anyway.
And one last thing, and I'll let the other callers
get in.
That's
okay.
Great, great impression the other day when I tried to call in and couldn't get in. You remember what you said and how you said it?
I don't.
The Howell Heflin.
Oh, okay.
Was it
well,
the Hal Heflin deal?
Well, it's when I called in and I couldn't get in, and you jumped, Mr. Campbell, you jumped in saying, well, he's been on hold 22 minutes. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, well, Miami would have said something like this. Great impersonation. If my voice sounds half as good as the way you portrayed me, I'll take being a...
You should be in radio. There's no question about it. And many around here think you are, but you have a great radio voice.
Well, then be my manager. I'll give you 5 cents of every dollar you put in my pocket.
I wouldn't mind that at all. But I thought you're already a pro at that. You don't...
If you want my number off the line, if that's plausible here on this platform... If not, I'll try and get my number to you, however you want to do it.
Joey will take your number as soon as we quit talking. You'll
okay.
give him.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank
Great
you,
show.
Miami. We appreciate it. Yeah, if you could get that. Sit tight, George. Sit tight, Gino. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thanks for calling News and Views, 272-9228. You're listening to 93.1 FM.
In your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, this is Baron Coleman from News and Views from 9 to Noon with the distinct privilege and honor to talk about my good friends and one of the finest restaurants I've ever been in the city of Montgomery, and that is Midtown Pizza Kitchen. A restaurant so good they actually had to expand up to Prattville. They have two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the original Midtown Pizza location, Midtown Montgomery Zelda Place Shopping Center, handmade, homemade Italian, marinara bubbling on the back burner, perfect blend of cheeses on all the dishes, handmade, hand-formed lasagna, spaghetti and meatballs, the soups, the salads, pastas, calzones, strombolis, and a full selection of some of the best pizza you'll ever put in your mouth. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. If you have not yet tried Midtown Pizza Kitchen, go today. And if you have tried Midtown Pizza Kitchen, go back. You know what you're missing every day that you don't eat there. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, high-end Italian food in a casual, family-friendly, relaxed atmosphere. Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Think groceries, gas, clothes, lunch with friends, and your morning coffee. With a Guardian Credit Union Common Sense checking account, the money you need every day is accessible, local, and always at your fingertips. Plus, we'll round your debit card purchase up to the next dollar and put the difference in a Guardian savings account. We'll even match some of your savings, too. Think easy checking and easy savings. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
Bum, 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 bum,
this is David for the highly acclaimed, award-winning Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery and Millbrook. To celebrate winning this award for the 18th time, Mr. Sandman is having an amazing customer appreciation end of summer sale. We have unbeatable deals on Serta, Jameson, Restonic, King Coil, Sutherland, and other great brands, headboard bargains, latex and memory foam pillows. Most mattresses we carry are unique to this area and include copper-infused latex models, solid Talalay latex sets, the luxurious Bellagio collection from Serta, and some new budget sets arriving soon. No interest financing is available, and we actually have hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Adjustable bases start at $199, add a memory foam mat for only $219. We're the local guys with more choices, lower prices, and excellent customer service. Shop around, but before you buy, visit Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Find out why we keep getting voted the best mattress store, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning.
Welcome back to News and Views. 93.1 FM. I want to give one more plug. If you're hungry for lunch, go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Mm-hmm. They got it going on today. They have a shrimp dish that has spinach, cherry tomatoes, and a white wine reduction sauce over linguine. It's going to be dynamite. That's Midtown Pizza Kitchen, High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, or in the Montgomery location at Zelda Place. Let's go to the phones and take Gino. Gino, welcome back to News and Views.
Yes, I'll be real quick. Y'all misunderstood my call over there. I wasn't talking about you and that young lady. No, by no means.
No, I know that. I know that.
But, I mean, y'all came in and said, you know, I said that dirty word. And no, that's not the reason.
No. We know that. I knew the punchline to that joke, Gino. That's why I went ahead and finished it after she cut you off.
Listen, I'm not mad about that. That's not what I'm mad about at all. I'm just mad at the other guy that's not there, because that's the reason I'm not calling it him. It's not y'all now. I want you to understand that. It's not you and the little young lady. I was not mad at y'all at all. She did the right thing, and I appreciate that. It's okay. I'm just sorry I said what I did.
That's all right, Gino.
You know that, okay?
Well, thank you, and we hope you'll call back. And I understand if you get upset, but we're all friends here, and you've been one of our early listeners and early callers. You've added a lot to this show, and I don't want to lose you.
Well, I wasn't upset at you and her. I'll let you know that. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye so now. Much. Okay, do we have time real quick?
Real quick,
real
George.
Quick. George, hurry up.
I don't give a damn if we lose Gino or not.
I'll
put up with his BS all the time, calling in off topic, telling stupid jokes. I don't give a damn if he ever calls back or not. Gino, to hell with you.
Damn.
Golly, what a way to end the show.
George.
Wow.
Maybe George's mad because he didn't get on. I'm sorry. We were hurrying, but just didn't work.
It went well today.
24 hours from now, we'll be back. Baron will be here.
21
be
hours.
More. Yeah, that too. 21.